is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, February the 23rd, 2007. It's the birthday of William Shirer, born in Chicago, 1904, graduated from college, 1925, had a steady job waiting for him in the fall, so he decided to spend the summer in Europe, went to Paris, found that he loved European life, did not want to go home, was about to go home, and then he got a job offer from the Chicago Tribune to cover Charles Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic, and so he began his career as a journalist. He hung out with writers in Paris long enough to know that he himself was not going to be a Fitzgerald or a Hemingway or Dospassus. He was going to be a journalist. And so he moved to Berlin, 1934, wrote for the New York Herald, covered the rise of Nazism, then went to work for CBS under Edward R. Murrow, reporter from Prague and Vienna. Wrote a book about Germany under the Nazis, Berlin Diary. It came out in 1941. After the war, William Shirer was labeled a communist sympathizer. He was blacklisted, couldn't find work, and so started writing the book that became The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It came out in 1961. It was the first historical overview of Nazi Germany for a general readership, published at a time when Americans who'd lived through the war were ready to look back on what had happened. It's the birthday of one of the great diarists, Samuel Pepys, born in London, 1633, worked his way up from poverty and began his diary in 1659. He would keep it for almost 10 years. It wasn't uncommon for men to keep a journal at the time, but most of the journals that were kept were rather dry descriptions of travel and politics and public affairs. Pepys was the first Englishman, so far as anybody knew, to fill his diary with descriptions of his personal experiences, his aches and pains and what he ate and his love life and his extramarital love life and all of the little graphic details that novelists would not incorporate in novels for a couple hundred more years. He was very honest about himself and also wrote about historical events, the great plague of 1665, the great fire of 1666, the Dutch attack in 1667. He quit writing the diary in 1669. His eyesight was failing. He was worried that he was about to go blind. He bound up the diary in six volumes, gave it to a college in Cambridge. The first edition came out in 1825. It kept being republished with more and more of the explicit entries included. The complete diary was finally published in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Jessica Goodfellow, entitled The Invention of Fractions, with an inscription from Leopold Kronecker: God himself made the whole numbers, everything else is the work of man. God created the whole numbers, the firstborn, the seventh seal, 10 commandments etched in stone, the 12 tribes of Israel, 10 we've already lost, 40 days and 40 nights, Saul's 10,000 and David's 10,000, be of one heart and one mind, the whole numbers, the counting numbers. It took humankind to need less than this, to invent fractions, percentages, decimals. Only humankind could need the concepts of splintering and dividing, of things lost or broken, of settling for the part instead of the whole. Only humankind could find the whole numbers, infinite as they are, to be wanting. Though given a limitless supply, we still had no way to measure what we keep in our many-chambered hearts. A poem by Jessica Goodfellow, The Invention of Fractions, from A Pilgrim's Guide to Chaos in the Heartland, published by Concrete Wolf Chapbook and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Samuel Goldwyn Films and Roadside Attractions, presenting Amazing Grace, the true story and song behind the abolition of the British slave trade, opens February 23rd. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.